In the field, there are several critical mistakes from which we simply cannot recover. One of them is misplaced focus. If you don't hit the focus right, you're just in trouble. There's no way to repair that in Photoshop or Lightroom. So I always do a little bit of focus bracketing, especially in those cases where I know I might be pushing the edge of depth of field capture. If I think at all my depth of field might be at risk of being too shallow, I'll do a couple of exposures, one with a near focus, one with a far focus. And the other critical mistake that simply cannot be made up for is not doing an image capture at all because the light isn't right, or because the composition isn't right, or because you don't have the right lens, or because you can't stand in exactly the right place, or because you don't have a tripod. Almost all of those excuses, as it were, come into play with this image. I couldn't stand where I wanted to because it was against the rules according to the place that I was visiting. I couldn't use a tripod. I only had a monopod. And the light was exceedingly flat and dull, with a little directional light from one end of the room that wasn't very complimentary to the subject at all. I could have so easily just walked away and said, "No, nothing here. Bad location, bad composition, bad light," and failed to click the shutter, in which case I'd have this in my mind's eye only and not as a picture as you see it here. But instead, sometimes you just have to have faith that Photoshop and Lightroom and darkroom skills and all the things we do to develop our craft will be able to save an image. Why not capture it when you're there? If you don't use it, it's no big deal. But if you can figure out a way to make it work, even if it takes rather extreme means as it did in this image, at least having the capture gives you the ability to play around and see if it's something you can use. I'm so glad in this case that I went ahead and made the exposure, even though there were so many reasons not to. Because quite honestly, I really like this finished image, even though it started off so badly.